You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina in for Rob Ferret. It's an election year, which means anytime you turn on your television or watch a video on the internet, you're likely going to hear a campaign ad.
You cast your vote for Kennedy and the change that's overdue. So it's up to you, it's up to you, it's strictly up to you.
It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than four short years ago?
Most Americans believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Higher deficits, chronic unemployment, a president who admits he can't work with Congress.
You can't change Washington from the inside.
But he says he's only had 4 years. That's all Mitt Romney needed. He turned Massachusetts.
That was just a quick sampling of campaign ads from JFK, Ronald Reagan, and Mitt Romney over the last 50-odd years. The tone has changed, but the message roughly the same in these ads. I'm the best choice for you and your family. Remember to vote for me on Election Day. This year, the tenor is different. With the COVID-19 pandemic derailing much of the campaign plans for incumbent Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, the candidates have had to go tough in their ads to cut through the noise, and campaigns have had to compete with PACs and outside groups who are also in that ad game. Our next guest joins us to talk about how we should approach campaign ads during this year's election and separate fact from fiction from both the Democrats and the Republicans. Erica Franklin Fowler is professor of government at Wesleyan University, where she directs the Wesleyan Media Project. Erica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Take a quick temperature check looking at the ads that have made the rounds this year from Trump and Biden so far. What kind of ad war are we in for until Election Day?
Mostly very negative one, as you sort of alluded earlier, which is not unusual. I think presidential campaigns, especially the last few cycles, have been very competitive, even if it's the polls are maybe, a little wider in certain cases. Candidates go negative in part to grab people's attention and to try to win over votes.
Has that changed over the years, or has that kind of always been the mindset?
It is pretty consistently it's a very common tactic, especially in the presidential race. We tend to have a very competitive campaign. What's unusual about it, I will say this year, is that you have the incumbent being unusually negative. And typically when incumbents don't like to stay more positive when they can. But when you're behind and you're worried about closing gaps, the conventional wisdom says that going negative is a good strategy to narrow polling.
What do we know about whether ads affect people, whether they make a difference in campaigns?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think part of the answer always needs to be, what do we mean by effect? Because there's lots of different ways in which advertising can be influential. So usually what people mean when they say, is an ad effective, is usually, does it change people's minds? And I will just simply say that we do have reason to think that advertising matters, but it matters at the margin. And what I mean by that is that, especially in a highly contested presidential campaign, you typically have strong, especially now in a very polarized society, partisan cues that there are not a lot of people out there who are actually left to make up their mind. But certainly we do tend to think that the overall volume and balance of the information on the air is likely to correlate with the direction of the polls. So for example, if one candidate is up on air and the other candidate is not, we would expect to see movement toward the candidate that is advertising. And so that is the reason why you have this sort of ratcheting up of both sides attempting to get their message out to you. And the reason why, two balanced information flows often tend to cancel each other out, if that makes sense.
So let's actually dive into a couple of examples of the ads. We can take a listen now to part of a Trump ad.
Lawless criminals terrorize Kenosha. Joe Biden takes a knee. Biden and the radical left's weak response has led to chaos and violence, and their calls for defunding police would make it worse. President Trump is making it stop, sending National Guard and federal law enforcement to protect Wisconsin's families.
Now, that's part of an ad that the Trump campaign is airing in Wisconsin. He's hitting Biden on public safety with Kenosha. How effective is this ad?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I will say that I think certainly the Trump campaign is hoping that it will be very effective. I think it depends on who you are. I think that the, for Democrats, I think this ad is unlikely to be very effective. It probably is effective in some ways in increasing and priming considerations about public safety among those who are predisposed to be concerned about that issue. So what I mean is, you know, Republicans. And then, you know, it really does depend on so ads can help. And I said before, you know, what we typically mean by an ad effect is, you know, does it affect your choice for a candidate? But ads can also prime citizens to be thinking about particular issues over others. And so I think part of the hope of the Trump campaign by focusing on public safety is to take your mind off of the other considerations that are also top of mind among citizens, which would be about the pandemic. And so to the extent that they can change the topic, that may play into Trump's favor.
I'll ask this question about both. Right now, what should people keep in mind when they hear ads from the Trump campaign?
I think in all cases, when it comes to advertising, you always want to keep in mind that the advertiser is trying to present to you their best case, which doesn't always mean that they're giving you the most accurate information. And I think from a citizen learning perspective, that's not, you know, political scientists tend to have a more optimistic view of political advertising than average citizens, in the sense that we do think that it's not always the case that citizens are glued to the TV and looking at politics all the time. And so the extent to which political advertising can reach them and cause them to pay more attention to a race because it makes them a little more concerned about what's going on, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I do think it's important as a citizen to keep in mind that, you know, not everything you're hearing is necessarily true.
We're talking with Erica Franklin Fowler, who's a professor of government at Wesleyan University, where she directs the Wesleyan Media Project. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about campaign ads and how the candidates use them, or maybe how outside political groups run ads? Now is the time for your call at 800-642-1234, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Erica, now let's take a listen to an example of a campaign ad from the Biden campaign. This features a woman from Wisconsin.
She was the most welcoming person you could ever imagine. Her home was the safe place. It was difficult to comprehend how quickly everything kind of spiraled downwards. We didn't even know that she had COVID till a week later in her passing. The president made a huge mistake in downplaying this virus. There was a lack of leadership, a lack of responsibility.
Biden is unsurprisingly hitting the president on his administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. How do you hear that resonating with voters?
I think it will resonate. I think citizens are concerned about COVID, and I think they're especially concerned when they hear about citizens. And it's no accident that this ad is using a Wisconsin resident in particular to help highlight to Wisconsinites that, you know, this is a at-home issue. So thinking about it from that perspective, I do think that it is likely to resonate with a large number of people. Having said that, of course, if you are a strong Republican, it really doesn't matter what Joe Biden has to say. It's not going to resonate with you. So again, we're talking about, you know, a small slice of individuals who haven't already made up their mind that these campaigns are attempting to compete for.
And again, what should people keep in mind when we're hearing ads from the Biden campaign?
Yeah, I think similarly, you know, keep in mind who is feeding you the information. A politician is naturally going to give you their best foot forward. And that's not that's not actually bad. I think that is good. Politicians need to draw attention to policy issues and the things that they are good at. But it's also, I think, helpful to just keep in mind that, you know, getting some balance of information and fact-checking yourself some of the claims that you're hearing on air.
And there are the facts that these ads put forward, but there's also this music that they put with it, and like it's meant to stir up emotions, not just provide people facts, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think ads are designed to grab attention. That's one of their key purposes. Citizens, as I said, you know, in a polarized era, citizens, when there is a lot of concern, people do pay a little bit more attention, but it's still the case that, you know, for political junkies like you and I, we will pay more attention than, say, an average citizen. And so political ads are very much designed, especially those that are on television, are trying to reach those audiences that may not actively be seeking out information. And part of the, you know, emotional play is to help scare you into going to get additional information.
We're talking to Erica Franklin Fowler right now. She's professor of government at Wesleyan University, and we're going over the role that campaign ads play in the political process and how we can separate fact from fiction this election cycle. Room for your call at 800-642-1234. We continue this conversation here on Central Time. Thanks for joining us on Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina. We are talking about campaign ads, the role they play, and what voters should watch for in advertising this election season. Our guest is Erica Franklin Fowler. She's a professor of government at Wesleyan University, also directs the Wesleyan Media Project, which looks at the role of campaign ads in the political process. And we've got Mike from Madison ready to join the conversation. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you. Hello, Professor. I think the decision
Citizens United.
United,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Has created the situation that we're in now, where any country can dump billions of dollars into our political campaigns. Any individual around the globe can do so, and it has so severely muddied the truth with tens of thousands of false stories that a person cannot possibly wade through and dig out the truth, nor could a campaign fend off thousands of stories, and that we are basically living in a time now where I tell my kids the most difficult future you have going forward is going to be determining what is truth, the ability to digitize somebody's voice and make them basically seemingly say anything. And almost to the point maybe where even the video documentation we can't trust.
Huh. Mike, thank you for sharing that perspective here. And Mike brings up Citizens United. What role does outside money play in these campaigns, Erica?
Yeah, thanks for the question. It plays a big role. I mean, we do see outside groups being very active. They're especially active, of course, in the competitive races, because that's where they're hoping to make a difference. And dark money, which is the way in which we, dark money being the phrase that we can't always track where the money is coming from on a particular ad, plays a large role in campaigns. And so not being able to track the source of the information is of concern. I would also add to it, though, that I think just outside groups generally and the increasing nature of them, the way that they, the groups that are advertising on air have names that I will call mom and apple pie. So Americans for an American America, you know, lots of these organizations put up names that sound wonderful and aren't very descriptive about who exactly is behind the ads. And I think that is a concern, because we can demonstrate that those ads can be more effective than candidate or party advertising. I can elaborate on that if you want, but I can also stop there.
How interesting. Well, we've got Steve from Menominee who also has a question for us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Obviously, I guess my question is, obviously these ads are geared towards swaying the decisions of voters and things of that nature. I was wondering if the left and the right have taken into consideration what message are we sending our kids as far as the competition goes and how to go about competition. And it does the, I was wondering if the host could touch on if she believes it's negatively impacting the youth in our country.
Yeah, Steve, thanks for that question about social responsibility here in political advertising. Erica.
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm not aware of work that looks specifically at the role of youth, because we're typically talking about the voters who are actually can make it to the polls. But I would suggest that as much as we don't love negativity in ads, I also don't think we want a world in which we have all positive advertising, because we'd end up with campaign ads that show their families and puppies. And I think as much as I love puppies, I would also like to know what citizens stand for. And we do know that negative ads do tend to have more policy-based information. So there are some benefits to political advertising as it goes. But I hear your point very well about the personal nature of some of the ads that are on air in particular. And I do think that piece in particular, when we have negativity that corresponds with personal attacks, which people think about as mudslinging, that is a concern, I think.
What piece of crucial advice can you offer our listeners as we are watching these campaign ads, as we're confronted with them all election season?
Yeah, so I think the key things that I would say are, pay attention to who's funding the ads. I think that is a central piece. And especially if you don't recognize a group, keep in mind that you may not, this message may be coming to you from organizations, certainly is from organizations that have different motives. So keeping that in mind, looking up more information about the group can be a useful strategy. And I do think, the extent to which an ad might pique your interest, that's not bad from a democratic, small d democracy perspective. But certainly also keeping in mind that, advertising is not the same as information that we would get from news media is also important.
We will watch with a critical eye. Erica, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Erica Franklin Fowler is professor of government at Wesleyan University, where she directs the Wesleyan Media Project. She joined us today to talk about the role campaign ads play in elections and how voters can separate fact from fiction during this year's contentious campaign cycle.